T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In general cases, what can loved ones of those who are dealing with dementia, what can they do to keep from something similar from happening?
Yeah, so the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York want to offer our sincere and deepest condolences to the family of the woman who passed away yesterday, and also those who were close to her, and all those who work each day to help support those living with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. When we're talking to families about things that they can do to reduce the risk of wandering, and I'm very clear when I say reduce the risk, because we can never eliminate it, unfortunately. Caregiving is a 24-hour job, which we know is nearly impossible for one human being. But some things that we can do to reduce that risk of wandering is, one, look at what time of day this typically happens. If somebody is exhibiting behaviors like they're picking up things, putting them down, they're just walking seemingly aimless around the house, things like that, pay attention to what time of day that is. And you might want to plan things like exercise or activities to try and reduce that anxiety and restlessness. It's also important to create a daily plan and get the person into a routine. When you're involving the person in daily activities around the house, like folding laundry, preparing dinner, whatever they can do safely, that will help to reduce the risk of someone getting lost. Consider using a GPS device. So if the person is still safely driving, this is very important. Or even just if they go on walks, or for anyone really. There's also devices. We at the Alzheimer's Association here in Western New York offer enrollment into the Medical Alert Plus Wandering Support Program. So while this is not a GPS device, it does help to create a safety net when there is an emergency situation like wandering. It's going to be important to remove access to the car keys if they are no longer driving. It's common that folks with dementia can even forget that they no longer drive and will then get in the car and may get lost that way. The biggest thing you can do, though, is to provide your loved one with reassurance that they are safe and that they are where they need to be. As the disease progresses, familiar surroundings can become confusing and unfamiliar. So that reassurance will help reduce a lot of that anxiety as well. And on that same note, it's important to kind of keep an eye on your loved one's responses to new surroundings. New surroundings can increase the risk of wandering just due to that increased confusion and unfamiliarity. And then avoiding busy places is also important as well. It can be very overstimulating for folks with dementia, especially as the disease progresses. So they may, try to escape that overstimulation, which results in sometimes people getting lost at that point. At the Alzheimer's Association, we can also do care consultations where we can chat about specific changes in your environment to help reduce that risk as well.
Chelsea, what should you do if your loved one who's dealing with dementia or cognitive issues ends up wandering and you can't find that person?
Call 911 immediately. There is a misconception out there that you have to wait a certain amount of time to call because they're an adult. With the person having a diagnosis of dementia, that makes them a vulnerable adult. So that means that you can call much sooner. I've worked with first responders for many years here at the association, and most would rather get the call and be on the way to your house sooner and have you say, oh, I just found him down the street, rather than wait longer and have them expand that search area. And then it's going to be important to, of course, search the surrounding area. More times than not, people are found just a few miles, just a mile or two from their home. It's also going to be important to think of the person's past workplaces or maybe places that they once lived. Because with dementia, that long-term memory is impacted, or I'm sorry, the short-term memory is impacted, but the long-term memory is the part that stays intact. So a lot of times wandering is a result of people trying to fulfill former obligations like going to work or finding a home that they once lived in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.